Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you all. So, how are you all doing? Wow, today was an amazing time of worship, wasn't it? Yeah. I just enjoyed. I was just soaking, giving thanks to God. Amazing. So, I'm going to be talking on an exciting passage, and that's from Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 15. And my title for this morning's message is Four Things That Jesus Expects From Us. And these are things that most of us, most Christians, struggle with. And number one, that is, Jesus expects us to be authentic, to be genuine. Number two, Jesus expects us to pray. Number three, Jesus expects us to ask. Number four, Jesus expects us to ask for forgiveness and to forgive. And number one, Jesus expects us to be authentic. You know, verse 5 of chapter 6. It says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward." What is Jesus telling his disciples about? He is telling them that when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. Who is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is an actor. He pretends, he knows how to pretend well, play any role. He's not a real person, he is a fake person. What is the opposite of hypocrite? Genuine, sincere, authentic. What did the hypocrites love to do? They love to stand in the synagogues and street corners. They love to pray to gain public attention from people, to gain fame and recognition. And that was their reward. Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. Matthew 15 verse 8, it says, "This people, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me." You know, Father is looking for worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. He is looking for honesty, genuineness, authenticity. So Jesus expects us to be open, honest, sincere all the time. He wants us to be just as we are. Number two, Jesus expects us to pray. It says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Wow. What a contrast between these two verses. In verse 5, he told his disciples, when you pray, don't be like hypocrites. They love to be seen by others. Now he's saying, when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. He is giving us some practical tips here. The hypocrites pray to be seen by others to gain attention. Now, Jesus wants us to pray to our Father so that our Father will reward us. Amen? The hypocrites pray to get rewards from public. Jesus wants us to pray to our Father so that we will get rewards from our Father directly. Isn't that amazing? So in verse 7, "When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." You know, three times it's mentioned in this passage, in verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, when you pray. It's not if you pray. Praying is not an option. Jesus is expecting his disciples to pray. He also instructs his disciples what to avoid while praying. And that is vain repetition, empty words, empty phrases. And the more we stretch our prayer by repeating it and making it long, we think our Father will listen to it. You know, some may say, "Lord God," after every sentence while praying. Some may say, Hallelujah, 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 while praying. You know, Jesus doesn't want us to pray repetitive prayers. When we lose intimacy with God, we stop doing ministry out of encounter with God. And we begin doing it out of memory. Once again, you know who said this? Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson said, when we lose intimacy with God, we stop doing ministry out of encounter with God. And we begin doing it out of memory. So when we lose intimacy with God, we rely on scriptures and experiences that we are familiar with from our past instead of relying on the Holy Spirit for right now. So he teaches them how to pray. He doesn't want us to pray repetitive prayers out of memory. In verse 9, Jesus said, pray then like this. Now, Jesus showed his disciples a pattern of how to pray. Jesus didn't pray this prayer because he was holy and sinless, but it was for his disciples. Also, some say the Lord's Prayer was only for the disciples at that moment. It was only till crucifixion. After that, no need to pray. You know, the earlier church prayed this prayer, and it is still passed down to us. And everybody, everywhere in the world, are still praying this prayer. That's the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus said, begin with this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. God created the universe. He created us. He's a creator of universe, which also makes him father of us all because he created us. You know, every religion in the world, they say, we are all God's children, but nobody calls him father. Isn't that true? But we get the right to call our creator father. And that happens when we put our trust and faith in Jesus. Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Galatians 3, verse 26, it says, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So when we put our faith in Jesus, God adopts us into his family and makes us sons and daughters, fills us with his spirit, he becomes our father, and we get the right to call him Abba, Father. Look at 1 John 4 verse 15. 1 John 4 verse 15, it says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. This morning, if you don't know God as your Father, you have an opportunity to put your trust in his Son, Jesus, in his name. And God will become your Father, and you will be his sons and daughters. Amen? Our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed means to sanctify. God's name to be kept holy. So when you pray, you start by exalting God, God the Father. There are so many names in the Bible. He's the great I Am. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the Lion and the Lamb. So when you come to pray, just exalt his name. Then Jesus tells them, pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is God's will being expressed. You know, in God's kingdom, the dead are raised to life. The sick are healed, captives are set free, demons flee. There's no room for darkness, disease, hatred, anger, unforgiveness in God's kingdom. Jesus wants us to pray this prayer over our community, over our city, over our nation. But he also wants us to pray for his will on earth and in our lives as well. So when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, we are surrendering to his will in our lives. So make a point to have your quiet time to talk to God regularly, daily. Make sure that There's no distraction around. Number three, Jesus expects us to ask. It says, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus is not teaching us to beg from our Father. We can boldly ask from God because we are His sons and daughters. Imagine it's your birthday coming up. Anybody's birthday coming up? All right. Imagine it's your birthday coming up. Will you ask your dad for gifts or cake in fear? Anybody? No? You know, we won't ask in fear. We will ask boldly from our dad. Dad, I want this. I want this. We know our dad will give us good gifts, and we wait in excitement and in anticipation. You know, there are times we don't ask because we know God knows what we need. So we don't ask Him at all. Some may say, it is done. I don't need to pray for job. It's coming on its way. I don't need to pray. I have job in my hand, even though they don't have job in their hand at that moment. Sometimes they say, I don't need to pray for healing. It is done at the cross. So they don't pray for themselves. They don't pray for others. Some don't ask for things that they need. You know, look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 48. Do you remember Bartimaeus? Barty, our friend. You know, he was Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 48. You know, blind Bartimaeus, he was blind. He was sitting there. Jesus was passing by. Crowd was following him. And Bartimaeus heard that Jesus is going around and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And the crowds looked at him. He said, hey, shut up. Shh. They made him silent. But Bartimaeus, he cried all the more. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus heard him. He stopped. Bartimaeus was brought to Jesus. And Jesus looks at him and says, Bartimaeus, what do you want? And Bartimaeus said, I want to see. You know, Jesus saw that he is blind, but still he asked him, what do you want? Bartimaeus got his healing when he opened his mouth and he asked. So Jesus expects us to ask. Some may say that healing was before the resurrection. And now everything is taken care at the cross for healing. And we don't need to ask. Look at James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. James chapter 5. Verse 13 to 15. And it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So, ask from your Father and you will receive. Like how Bartimaeus received his healing when he asked. We are all his sons and daughters. Jesus expects us, number four. Point number four, Jesus expects us to seek for forgiveness and to forgive. Jesus teaches them, pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. When we make a mistake, a sin, God expects us to take responsibility for our actions. James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some say that we don't need to confess our sins because we are forgiven. Jesus has taken care of it, past, present, and future. It's true that we are forgiven, past, present, and future, but when we sin, we need to take responsibility for our actions. And we need to turn away from our sin. As we receive forgiveness from the Lord, then we are also able to forgive others. Years back, something wrong happened between me and my friend. And there was a wall of awkwardness. Whenever we would see each other, we would not talk to each other. We would not smile. There was this burden on each other's heart. The Lord was nudging me, saying, go, apologize where you made a mistake. It took me years to walk up to the person and apologize. Believe me, there was no peace. Like, I'm with everybody, I'm laughing and giggling, but with this person, I'm not able to open up. You know, God did something amazing. He gave me the strength to walk up to the person and ask for forgiveness. We both apologized, became friends once again. The wall of awkwardness broke, it came tumbling down. So God expects us to forgive and to also to ask for forgiveness when you've made a mistake. So make it a point to keep short accounts and seek for forgiveness where it is necessary. Jesus taught them, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Sometimes we will be tempted to lie. We will be tempted to watch pornography. We will be tempted to hold grudges against one another, to not release. We will be tempted in every way. Five times Jesus said, told his disciples in the gospel, pray that the temptation will not overcome you. Pray. Verse 14, it says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Once again, Father expects us to forgive one another. He doesn't want us to live in unforgiveness. So if you have anything against anybody, any grudges, today is the day to be set free. Today is the day you will have that peace in your heart. So confess to one another. It took 3 years for me to apologize. And other times it took me more than that. So apologize. So to summarize, number one, Jesus expects us to be authentic, to be genuine in our relationship with Him, also in our relationship with one another. Jesus expects us to pray. Jesus expects us to ask. We are all sons and daughters. Ask. Let unanswered prayers rise again. You know, months back, my bike got stolen. I prayed for some time and I gave up praying, thinking that I won't get it back. But after 7 months, I got my bike back. So pray, let unanswered prayers rise again. If you're praying for your friends to be saved, pray for them. Don't give up praying for your family members or your friends. Pray the biggest prayer. He will make impossible things possible. Number four, Jesus expects us to seek for forgiveness and to forgive. So, if you don't remember anything from my sermon today, today's takeaway is go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father. Amen? He is in the secret place, and He will reward you for that. So let us close our eyes. Let us talk to Him. Let unanswered prayers rise again. If there's anything in your heart, talk to Father about it. Say, Father, I'm struggling with this. Please help me and strengthen me. Father, we come before your presence. You are a good Father. You treat us like sons and daughters. Father, we want to pray the biggest prayer ever possible. We want to pray. We want to ask boldly from you because you are a good God. When we ask for fish, you did not give us snake. When we ask for bread, you did not give us stone. Thank you, Lord. Fill us with courage. You cast out every fear. And you fill us with your Spirit so that we can call you Father. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in our city, in our nation, and in our lives, in our families, in our relationship with one another. We want to make your glory known. We want to make you famous. Jesus, we want to live for you. We want to lay all our burdens down at your feet. Yes. Only you are the one who can satisfy us. You are the one who can give us rest. Jesus, we love you because you are our Father, adopted us into your family. We are all sons and daughters in the house of God. We are all family. So we will be united. We will be of one mind, one purpose. We will live together to make you known. In Jesus' name, amen.